word of God heals. It's not just an ordinary word, it's the word of life. It heals. But specifically, this month of September is very strategic to what God wants to do in our life and family. The Bible made us to know that number 9 is a symbol of completeness of God, and also a symbol of finality. That means that whatever the Lord declare in this month of September, it is yes and amen. So that is why by the unction of the Holy Ghost and by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I make declare in the name of Jesus Christ that everything that needs to be reset in your life and family needs to be reset right now in the name of Jesus. So as such, when all hope is gone in the life of a man or in a suit, all that is needed to be done is to press the reset button. It's to allow God to convey the changes, to speak the final word that will bring things to a change in your life. The Bible says that Christ died at the ninth hour. Why did he die? He died so that there can be a change to the bondage of the human race, so that there can be a new narrative of what we are enjoying today, the Spirit of God that is available to us. So he died at the ninth hour to make a way of salvation open to every one of us, to make it open to you and to me. So this month of September is not an ordinary month. Numbers represented in the Word of God, in our life here in the physical realm, that is why a man of the Spirit will tap into the blessings that comes with every season of God. And the Bible made us to know that also number 9 represents the fruit of God's Holy Spirit. And we can read that in the book of Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22 downward. Especially if you read 22 to 23. It talks about the fruit of the Spirit, which are joy, long-suffering, and so on and so forth. If there be anything that frustrated our the global crisis from January till now. Now, right at this moment, God is resetting and making everything new in the name of Jesus. It was at the ninth hour of the day that the Roman centurion named Paulinus was told in a vision to contact Apostle. The Bible says that Paulinus' life receive God's reset button. Someone by your side, the Lord is a reset button in my entire life, my physical life and my spiritual life equally. The Lord is pressing a reset. Hold the hand of someone, shook that hand and said, I press your reset button by the blood of the Lamb. So the life of Paulinus changed from just being a religious man to becoming baptized, and he received God's Spirit. And the Bible recorded that he became the first Roman who, amongst of the Gentiles who were converted to Christian. The book of Acts chapter 10. So why the divine reset? Why do we need the divine reset of God? Do we just need this reset in certain areas of our life? Or do we need the reset in the entire of what we have to God? Of whom we have to God? That is the question that should be in your heart right now. Why the divine reset? Why do you need to be reset? You know, if you look at the manufacturers of devices or any kind of technology that you can see, when you experience malfunctioning, maybe your system freezes or it's slowing down, or there's any kind of problems that have to do with the software, number one thing they will ask you to do is to try to switch off the gadget, to try to reset the gadget. Why? Because they believe that when the gadget is reset, there would be a certain, you know, level of restarting. The word reset typically refers to the action of setting something to a change or making something to have a different form in its entirety, or resolving of causing a device to go from a level of malfunctioning to the fullness of operation. And the same is the realm of the spirit. When the Lord pressed the button to reset our life by the power of His unction through the Word of God or by His Spirit, what happened is that everything in our lives changed. Life is full of troubles and predicaments, and we've got to know that the only way out of that trouble is to receive a change. And there cannot be a change except something is activated. And that is why when, you know, we that are from Africa, you probably would be, you know, used to this, maybe in the time past, now you are in Europe, where, you know, the power supply fails. And then the next thing for you to do is to ignite the light through any medium, some through generators, some through other local means. Why? Because something needs to be activated in order for the light to dominate. May I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, everything that needed the light of God in your life from January till now, this is the moment to receive the light in the name of Jesus. Receive the light in your wife's life. Receive the light in your husband's life. Receive it in your family life. Receive it in your business life. Receive it in your personal relationship with God. Glory be to God. So what usually causes this reset? What is the main factor that can press the button of our life and make everything become new and solutions come for troubles that has, you know, surrounded our lives for so long? Maybe you are there listening to God's voice. You are under the voice of God. Do you know that God is stationed right now by the sound of this voice and is ready to divinely reset your life? The major thing that reset, press the button, is the right hand of God. That's why the Bible says the mighty hand of God does great and mighty things. But importantly, the same hand that can divinely reset can also retain or freeze. And we can see that in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1. Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1. The Bible says that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim, each had 6 wings. With 2 he did cover his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And verse 4, the Bible says, and the foundation of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. The voice of God is the right hand of God. When God speaks, he engages hands. That is why the word of God says, when the word of God goes forth, it must accomplish what it has been sent to do. What accomplishes things for us in life is our hands. So the word of God, the voice of God, engages his hand. And the Bible says in verse 5, that, and I said, woe is me, for I'm lost, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Take note of verse 6. He said, the one of the seraphim flew to me, having his hands in a burning coal that he had taken with the tongs of from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, behold, these are your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sins atoned forever. I have a good news for you all today. Your sins, your shortcoming is atoned forever. No one judges you because God has atoned for your sin. Shout hallelujah. The grace of God has covered you. Your sins is forgotten forevermore. No more condemnation. No more power of hell asking you questions. You now have answers to every question of the deed of sins, of the voices of the darkness that is challenging you, making you to feel bad for of yourself. Tell that spirit that you are now forgiven and your sin is atoned for. Important things to see is that when the angel, the seraphim, touched the mouth, by the tongue from the altar, the Bible says that the life of this man was reset. He experienced a change. His sins was taken away. You know, the hand of the Lord does not only do mighty things, it is also dangerous and deadly against its enemies. The reason why you must not fight your enemies yourself, you must allow God to fight your enemies for you. Because when God engages your enemy, you will not hear the sound of the enemy. That's why the Bible said, throughout the reigns of Solomon, the Lord kept his enemies at bay. They were not able to fly. So the hand of God can be dangerous and deadly against our enemies. The enemies of the church. I'm talking about enemies you cannot see. That sickness is an enemy. That fear is an enemy. The hand also empowers his, you know, his servant, you, his children, and can be ever available to disciple you, to direct your life in the place of your personal relationship with him. Likewise, that hand was the same hand that directed the Israelites. The hand chastised them and also directed them, especially occasionally when they go away from their God. Maybe you are feeling that you are distant from being helped by God, or you are feeling that your life is not very close to righteousness. Do you know that the hand of God can touch you wherever you are and make you righteous? May I decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that where is your accuser will never be able to accuse you, because the blood of Jesus by his right hand is atoning for you right now. In the name of Jesus. The hand can also help us to be with him, or for him to be with us. It was the hand of God that was rested in the life of David, that he was never defeated by his enemies. Many a times his life was suffered for, but he was not in any situation become failure. No, because the hand of God was with him. The hand of God represents the staff of authority that cover and protect life just like a fire. How do I know? Because if we read the rest of that verses in chapter 6 of Isaiah from verse 8, the Bible says, "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then I said, I am here. Send me. And he said, go and say to these people, keep on hearing but not understanding. Keep on seeing but do not perceive. Make the heart of the people dull and their ears heavy and blind their eyes, and let that they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn and be healed." You see, the same hand was sending warning, was chastising. That is what the hand of God does. And that is the why for divine research. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19, it says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing." And it says, "Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? If we make a way, in the wilderness, a river in the desert, where there is no hope." That hand can bring hope. Maybe everything around of you has given up. By the anointing and the call of God upon my life, I declare and decree, you will come out shining in your generation. In the name of Jesus, shout a big amen. Whatever that is considered dead in your life, by the power that is in the blood of Jesus, by the anointing that breaks the yoke, I break them in the name of Jesus. Receive the abundance of God's blessings. Receive the abundance of God's pardon in the name of Jesus. Now, if we then understand why the divine reset, we also must understand how this divine reset operates. The operation of divine reset. Or simply we can say, areas of your spiritual and physical life that may need the divine reset of God. I've got a good news for you. Because the gospel news is all about good news. Jesus' mission and operation on earth, the power of the Lord showed to me now a certain garment being put upon the congregation. Lift up your hands and shout, "Praise God! I saw a new garment being put upon you all." Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Jesus' mission and operation on earth was to divinely reconnect us, the human race, back to God and His blessings. After we had fallen short by the deceit of the devil. Now let me quickly tell us what the Lord revealed. This past Tuesday, the Lord put me in a vision of afternoon, open vision, very short. And I saw the kingdom of Marin, the queen that rules that kingdom, appear so subtle, so, you know, I mean, so glittering. That is why there's an adage that says, everything that glitters are not gold. They are not real gold. She stretches. You know, when I use she, it can be male, it can be female. Marin does not know male or female. They are both in the kingdom of the darkness. Stretches the arm, the right arm. And I saw golden ring. I saw all that, you know, glittering stuff on the fingers. And in the realm, I said, Father, what does this mean? Immediately, I saw the picture of human race. I saw youths, especially, they are much more. I saw old in their age. And they were saying in their heart, well, the Lord even know that we have tried. We have been patient. We have been, you know, waiting. We have tried our best. It won't be bad for us to just, you know, at this time, dance to the tune of this seduction. He had seen them, telling them that I can give you everything you want. And the Lord brought me to the season we have. He told me that after the whole of the months that we have experienced this global crisis, for things to pick up in people's life, some people may want to resort to the way that is not the way of God, either physically or spiritually. Some people may want to resort to a shortcut. Some people may want to resort to giving up. Let me tell you, the marine kingdom are the one that orchestrates the occasion. It's a trap for you. Do not give up. Don't come to the rest. Yet, hear the voice of the Lord saying, keep on going. My spirit is lifting you. Your word lifted me. Your word lifted me. Your word lifted me, Lord. Your word lifted me. May the word of God as it goes forth begin to lift you in the name of Jesus. I saw in the realm of the Spirit the Lord opening and giving a new beginning to people in the form of your health, in the form of your spiritual life, in every ramification. A new beginning is what I see. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. So take note. The Bible says the devil is not coming to the place of rest. He's seeking for whom to devour. He's like a roaring lion. His life is not really the lion. The only lion of the tribe of Judah is the person of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 4 verse 18, this was recorded about Jesus' mission. He says that the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he had anointed me to proclaim. Just take that proclaim, understand what it is, and know that it means that the world is setting. Because when you proclaim, you are telling people revelation of what they do not know. And the Bible specifically says, proclaim freedom for the prisoner. So the reset button started in the life of our Jesus, our life, our exemplar, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That hand was upon him, and he began to see the vision, the revelation of what he had come to do on earth. And not just that, and the Bible said, for the recovery of the sight for the blind, and to set the oppressed free. Maybe we have once been free, but by certain conditions that can be physical, spiritual, we have been bounded again. Then it's no longer be to be set free or to set the oppressed free. It will now be to be reset back to the originality of whom God says you. Hallelujah. So then, how do you launch this divine reset in your life so that today we leave an indelible mark in your life and your seed? You need to understand how to reset, to launch this reset. And everything we need to launch a reset is being told to us by the word of God. You probably also want the specific type of research you might need to make use of and why you need it. Thank you, Jesus. Number one is by divine provision. The Bible says, my people perish for they lack vision. Any life that lacks vision will lack promotion, will lack move, will lack glory, will lack every good things of life, physical and spiritual. So a divine vision comes with different revelation of God. Be that as it may, it is very potent. That divine revelation vision is potent to changing your life forever. How do I know? The Bible recorded it. Moses saw God at the burning bush, and he became a terrified God to Pharaoh. May I decree in the name that is above every other, that as from today, people will ask, where did you get your confidence from? And you will tell them, simply, I've encountered God of the burning bush. Tell your friends, I've encountered God of the burning bush. Say it three times. Two more times. I've encountered the God of the burning bush. I've encountered the God of the burning bush. And shake the hand of that fellow again. If you refuse to be reset today, I reset by pressing your button. It's the hand you should hold. Don't hold any other part. Say, Lord, I reset the button of your life. Say it to your friend. I reset the button of your life. Press the hand as a prophetic action to launch you to the realm of the prophetic spirit and the blessings that comes with it. So the life of Moses was a clear example of someone who was coming from being weak, but by the vision, divine revelation of God, he became strong, too for Pharaoh. That Pharaoh had to let him go. Let my people go to the promised land. Let my people go to the land of praise. Let my people go so that they may serve me. Let them go. Let me choose songs into your life. It's a dialect, my dialect song, but hopefully someone can interpret it there. Abba Roja Danu. Abba Roja Danu. Abba Roja Sheke Sheke. Ide Nukuru. Tori Jesu Ila Agbara. Koma Somu Ti Koleshe. Abba Roja So Iyanu Larawa. You know, it does mean that the Lord will break the yoke. Every yoke of your life, under the sound of my voice, I declare and decree, they are broken loose forever, in the name of Jesus. So by divine revelation, Moses pressed the divine blessing. His life was never the same. He saw God of the burning bush. The Bible says in the book of Exodus, chapter 7, verse 1, then the Lord said to Moses, he said, see. You know, when the word of God, it comes with so much enthusiasm like that, it means something great that we go from one generation to another is about to be passed out. When the Lord says, see, and that was what God said to Moses. He said, I've made you like a god to Pharaoh. So even if you cannot be the God, you must represent the God that you serve. That is what the portion of the word of God means. Because we can never be God, but we can be the person that carried that God, so that when enemy sees us, he bowed down. I was encouraging the pastors over the prayer meeting we did over the night. I said, I challenge you, men of God. You need to have the same experience that the Lord is giving us in this end time revival. I've shared this over and over. I can't count how many times. Just as simple as I am, in a bus, and a demon recognizes the anointing of God. Glory be to God. That is exactly what it's meant to be reset by the power and the unction of God. And in translation of that portion, the Bible says, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet. So, at times, God uses certain things, certain people, to reset certain areas of your life. Why does Aaron need to be the prophet? Because Moses was a Samaritan. He needed someone to help to press that button. And you know, he was a Samaritan for the rest of his life. Because by divine encounter, everything in his life changes. You know, God simply said to Moses, also in the book of Exodus chapter 4 verse 2, he said to him, press the button, man. Just as he told him, in the presence of the Red Sea, there were no place to go. The Israelites were already saying, Moses, why do you take us here? Is there no grave in Egypt? Is there no grave? Why do you want us to die a shameful death? Exodus 4 verse 2. Then the Lord said to Moses, what is in your hand? Can you tell a friend, what do you have in your hand? And Moses simply replied, a shepherd's staff. And God said, do, press the button. Tell your friend, press the button. I decree and uphold the righteous hands of God, that whatever that had crippled you by fear of this world, whatever that has made you to feel that you will settle for the second level or settle for the mediocrity level, may the hand of God's power begin to press a reset button in your life in the name of Jesus. In fact, by the virtue of your gathering in that place, without your excuse, I press the button of your life in the name of Jesus for greatness. Shout hallelujah. I press it because I'm sent by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. And we can also see that in the life of Jacob. The Bible said Jacob saw a vision of God. A vision of God came. God, you know, divinely reset the button of the life of Jacob. He became Israel. You know that experience, Genesis chapter 32. If you have time in your study time, read the whole of it to refresh so that you can receive the key that press reset button. Everything changes. He wrestled with the angel. As you know, he will not let the angel go. And the Bible says that the angel has, what is your name? He said, Jacob. Your name will no longer be Jacob. As from today, we make your name Israel, Father of Nations. And that's exactly what played in his life, the rest of his life. Maybe you are afraid that how can God do it? That you know where you are coming from, the background is so rough, the antecedent is not good. Listen, the Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 8, verse 7, it said, though your beginning was somehow not good, insignificant, he said, yet your end will increase greatly. It may be, insignificant now. It may not be consequential right now. But the Lord says that your hand shall be great. Another thing, number two, of how to launch your reset button is seed can speak for you, both your physical and spiritual seed. I mean the substance that represents seed. Anything. It can be your service to God. It can be your financial blessings to God. No matter what it is that is in your hand, is the seed. Why? How do I know? Because your seed can speak on your behalf. The Bible made us to know about the story of Abel and Cain. That was the indication of seed speaking there. There was a clarity there that the life of Abel was a indication of righteousness. But Cain's seed was not accepted by God because he does not give that seed with the genuineness of heart. So he has nothing in his hand to reset the button. But Abel does. Also, if we look at the life of Solomon, the Bible talks about the life of Solomon, and we know this in the book of 1 Kings chapter 3. Chapter 3, specifically verse 5. One night, God visited Solomon. Why the visitation? He rendered a burnt offering. 5 verse 3 to 4. He specially took his time to render a burnt offering to God. He rendered a seed that pressed the reset button of living his life in the order of David, in the order of his father. But the Bible says he cut yet a solid, a great covenant. How do I know? Bible said throughout the reign of Solomon, he was at peace with his enemy. His enemy does not have his time. May I decree, every hatred that has enveloped your life and your destiny, the hand of God destroyed that growth. The garment that has been released today is enough for you for the rest of your life. And the power of God's fire is descending on it. Devil will not be able to stay it. In the name of Jesus. So it was a divine encounter in the life of Solomon. The Lord, you know, gave him a kind of open check there. Tell me, what do you want me to do for you? So the key here is your heart and understanding. Because the heart of Solomon was fixed on God that it can give him anything as he has. And God cannot break his word. The passion of the word in Psalms 51, verse 17, 5 to 17. The Bible says that the sacrifice of God are a broken heart, a contract spirit. The Lord will not reject, he will not despise. So our heart of understanding is a key to sowing the seed that is capable of pressing the reset button, especially your financial life. Your life of freedom, your life of dependency on God, your life of being a blessing to those who are casted out, your life of being a center of God's attraction for people. Hallelujah. And finally, your faith is another thing among many other. But we're going to be stopping here today. That the Lord can use to launch your reset button. But in order for that button to become divine, your faith must be without wavering. Bible says that he that walk with God, if you want to satisfy God, you must have faith. The faith to cause the changes, to cause the norms of life, creating a new path for better and great experience is faith. It's faith. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 9, verse 6, that after saying this thing, he spit on the ground. Look at that faith. And made some mud with saliva and put it on the man's eyes to reset the life of that man. He was born blind. But the Lord demonstrated the power of faith to cause a creation to happen by pressing the reset button. We have right now, we are going to pray and say, Father, everything in my life, I open up to you right now. Press the reset button. Open your mouth and begin to declare. Press the reset button that my life needs. I open up myself to you. Press the reset button that my life needs. Lord, press the reset button in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says that, you know, faith is dependent on everything. There is nothing we can receive from God without faith. So that means that faith changes everything. Faith can change our perspective. It can change our nature. It can even change our identity, because it's the strongest and the most potent of all buttons. If we press that button with faith, you see changes. That was what happened in the life of that isolated woman. The Bible talks about the woman being led for many years in the book of Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 from verse 33 to 34. But women, fearing and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made thee well. Go in peace. The affliction is no longer there. That was the word of God to the woman. Faith is equal to solution. Faith is equal to strength. Faith is equal to power. Solution, strength, and power are the material ingredients that the life of a man needs to walk through the journey of life without quenching. Two more prayer points as we round up. I want you to lift up your hands and say, Lord, I give all to you. Make my life a vessel unto honor. Reset the whole of me. Make my life be whole before you. Make me a vessel unto honor and not unto dishonor. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, make me a vessel unto honor and not dishonor. Lord, make my life, everything that I contain, a vessel unto honor, not unto dishonor. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. The Bible says in the book of Joel, as we pray the last prayer point, Joel chapter 2, verse 25. He said, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hoppers has destroyed, and the cutter has taken away your life. He said he will restore. So you are going to decree that whatever that has been taken away in my life due to anything at all, Lord, it doesn't matter. Today, let there be a restoration by your divine reset. Let there be a restoration, full restoration in my life and everything that concerns me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Let there be a full restoration. Let there be a full backup of your fire. Lord, restore my life by the reset of your body. Thank you, Spirit of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Maybe you are there, you have not really reconciled with God. And you want to do that right now. Wherever you are, I just want you to put your hand in your chest, on your chest. Put your hands on your chest and say, Lord Jesus, I'm here to release all to you. Please, Lord, forgive all of my iniquity. Wash me clean as I soak, Lord, by your precious blood. Show me the way to the light. Lord, I vow to love you for the rest of my life. Help me, Lord, to walk with you. Help me to say no to things that will draw me back. Help me, Lord, to walk with you. Let your salvation be strong and erected in the foundation of my life. Let it not be taken away again. Help me to walk with you in truth and in spirit. As from today, when I pray, answer my prayer. When I decree, establish my decree. And I vow to return all glory to your name. Thank you for coming into my life and making my life your own. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Before I go, I just want us to sing this song, if choir can help me. Come and make my heart your home. Come and be everything that I am in love. Search me true and true until my heart becomes a home for you. Why can you sing that song? Let's sing that song together. Congregation, let's stand to our feet as we sing that song. Let's sing that song once. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. As we sing that song, I speak into your life, power of God's excellence. I prophesy grace. I prophesy unction to go above limits. I prophesy salvation. I ask for God's hand to visit you. I prophesy provisions in your life and family. I prophesy revelation, power of God. I prophesy that everything the Lord has done in your life today has sealed in his precious blood. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. God bless you all. I bring greeting from my wife and family. God bless you. Until we see you again. And bye for now.